The fighting over the breakaway Georgian province of South Ossetia and the fragile ceasefire, which Georgians claim is repeatedly violated by Russian troops, has raised fears of a prolonged conflict between Moscow and the pro-Western ex-Soviet state. And on a broader scale, it has fueled speculation about how Russia's military offensive into South Ossetia could affect international relations, the balance of power in Europe, and plans to expand NATO and the European Union. Veronika Kuchyňová-Šmigolová is head of the Security Policy Department at the Czech Foreign Ministry.
Russia is definitely sending a very bad message with its military offensive, and of course, one of the goals of Russia in this military action is to strengthen its position in the Caucasus region and to tell to Europe and NATO members that it really, really does not like further NATO enlargement. The other thing is what we should do with the message, and I believe that the more Russia is sending this kind of signals, the more we should pursue our policies.
In what way? Could you expand on that?
The NATO Bucharest summit did not give Ukraine and Georgia membership action plan for NATO, but it did promise that those countries, if they want to, will become NATO members at some point, and that's exactly what we should do.
We know that President Bush issued a very strong statement, and there are indications that Georgia is slightly disappointed with the, let us say, reserved stance so far from Europe. Do you feel that their disappointment is justified? Could the European Union have done more?
Well, President Sarkozy did a good job in the region when he negotiated basically a ceasefire. On the other hand, we also feel a strong statement from NATO and from the EU would be appropriate, and we also feel that the Russian position as peacekeeping force is not acceptable anymore, and we would very much like the EU to take over this role and to send a mission into the region.
Is this the beginning of a new chapter in European relations? Does this change the balance of forces in Europe, so to speak?
I think that's too far to say at this moment that it changes the balance of power in Europe. On the other hand, I believe the military offensive Russia took is something most of the Europeans did not expect and did not think could or should happen in Europe of 21st century, and it certainly will influence the relationship between Europe and European countries and Russia, at least for some time for the future.
The Czech Republic has supported the former Russian satellites in their desire to join NATO and the European Union. Do you think that this will postpone that process?
I hope it won't, but certainly it might. We have, as I said, the Bucharest Declaration. There will be NATO ministerial in December that should further look into this issue. I think we have many discussions at NATO before us, and it's too early to say what will happen in December.
Has the Czech Foreign Ministry demanded an explanation from the Russian ambassador, for instance?
Indeed we did. Director General for the European countries invited the Russian chargé d'affaires to give the explanation, and he also explained our position to the Russian embassy.
Veronika Kuchyňová-Šmigolová, head of the Security Policy Department at the Czech Foreign